I saw a woman attired like a well-dressed servant, matronly, yet still young, very good-looking, with black hair and eyes, and a lively complexion. "Well, who is it?" she asked, in a voice and with a smile I half recognised. "You've not quite forgotten me, I think, Miss Jane." "You've not grown so very tall, Miss Jane. Not so very stout," continues Mrs. Leaven. "I dare say they've not kept you too well at school. Miss Reed is head and shoulders taller than you are, and Miss Georgina would make two of you in breadth." "And what of John Reed?" "Oh, he's not doing as well as his mamma could wish. He went to college, and he got plucked, I think they call it. And then his uncles wanted him to be a barrister and study the law. But he's such a dissipated young man." Recent events in China have brought into new prominence at once the fundamental antagonism between Eastern and Western civilization, and that ignorance and contempt of the one for the other which is mainly responsible for the present situation. In the face of the tragedy that is being enacted, I have long held my peace, but a growing sense of indignation and a hope, perhaps illusory, that I may contribute to remove certain misunderstandings have impelled me at last to open my lips.